Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a weekend of special meetings where people gathered to hear the Word of God from many nations in Europe and also from overseas. This time we had over 950 people to come to join us in worship, to join us in listening to the Word of God. The main subject was the return of Christ, our calling out in preparation to meet the Lord when He comes. At the same time, we were reminded on the teachings that claim the Lord has already come in 1963 and is on earth, and many, many things which are in circulation. And that actually led me to go to the scriptures. And always the same must be asked. What does the scripture say? I believe that every servant of God in the Old and New Testaments was inspired by the same Holy Spirit. I believe in the divine call and God-ordained ministry of Brother Branham. But I don't believe a single interpretation of his statements. I believe every teaching that we have must be in God's holy word. Nothing can be changed. Nothing can be added. And therefore, we read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 about the direct coming of the Lord. The Greek word is parousia, which means personal appearance, personal coming. Only if I enter a place, it's parousia. Parousia is not a thought, not a teaching. Parousia is the Greek word for somebody who comes. And you can see all these pages here. I took 15 statements directly from the Bible, which speak about the coming of the Lord. And then I took 23 statements where it says, after the apostle came to this city or to that city, the same word parousia is used 23 times for people who came to different places and cities. Today we have the many teachings which I all reject in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot stand a single teaching that is not according to the Word of God. And beloved brothers and sisters, the time has come to speak the true word of God in love, but also with divine assurance and certainty. When the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. How can you say something else? How? If the scripture says the Lord himself, not the teaching, not a message. The Lord himself, the same Lord and Savior who died for us, who paid the price, who shed his blood, who gave us a new covenant, a new life, who said, I will go to prepare the place and I will return and take you to be where I am. This must be respected. Who is that man who dares to change it? Our Lord went to heaven in the resurrection body. He rose on the third day, spent 40 days with his disciples, and took them up to Bethany, according to Luke 24, verse 50 and 51. And then, after giving the last instructions, he was taken to glory on a cloud, and the disciples saw him going up. And then, of course, in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, we are told the same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you have seen him going up. You believe it? If you don't believe it, just forget it to be part of the bride. The bride believes the true word of God. The bride does not believe a single interpretation. The Bible is our absolute. And William Branham preached nothing else except the Bible. And therefore, if you take statements William Branham made, maybe in one place, then you have to take the same statement he made in other places, showing the balance within the scriptures. Now, if some believe the Lord has already come and needs much time, like at the first coming, they say he needed 33 years to accomplish all that was connected to his first coming, and therefore he now needs years and years to accomplish what is connected with his second coming. Beloved, the truth is that William Branham was the promised prophet for our day, and he was given a message to take us back to the original word, to the original teachings, back to the beginning, to turn the hearts of God's children back to the apostolic fathers, to restore us. Beloved, not to start a new religion. I have it here in the Greek language written out, the word parousia. In our Bibles, it's the word coming. And therefore, all these places, Matthew 24, 37, Matthew 24, 39, 1 Corinthians 15, 23, 1 Corinthians 16, 17, you go down the whole list and you have the word parousia. And then, in reference and connection to the return of Christ, we are told nobody knows the day or the hour. We're not told nobody knows the generation. We're not told nobody knows the year. We're not told nobody knows the month or the week. We're told nobody knows the day or the hour. And then we're told that as a lightning goes from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Lord be. We're also told two will be on one bed, one will be taken, one will be left. Two in the same field, two working on the same mill, one will be taken, one will be left. How can anyone, and I say this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, how can anyone say the Lord has come and the dead in Christ did not rise and the living in Christ did not change and they're still on earth? Beloved, stop, please stop supporting anyone who teaches things which are not according to the Word of God. People left the respect to the Word of God, and they refer to Brother Branham, not thinking one moment to return to the Bible, to have it confirmed in the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, I say this again. I knew Brother Branham for 10 years. I grew under his ministry. And by the way, when the Lord called me to go from city to preach his word, it was William Branham who confirmed it in the presence of Banks Woods and Fred Softman on December the 3rd, 1962. And after the going home of Brother Branham, the Lord used me to take the message of the hour to the ends of the earth. But now the time has come for you, brethren, for God's people, to make a choice whether you're going to follow the interpretations or whether you're going to follow Jesus Christ. This is God's time for God's people. Please make the right decision, and the Lord God will be with you. Amen.